Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, family. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved. This is a day that Yah has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, for the Elohim that we serve, he is Elohim all by himself and the only one worthy of our praise and our worship. We are going to, we got our brother Isaiah on this morning. He's bringing the precept. Yeshua or Jesus and him alone will judge at the white throne judgment. And we're going to do our statement of faith, and we're going to pray in, and we're going to turn it over to my brother. All right. So let's do our statement of faith this morning. I believe that all scripture is given by inspiration of Elohim, and is profitable for doctrine, and for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise this morning. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of all the glory. You're worthy of all the honor. You're worthy of all the praise, Father. We thank you for allowing us to wake up and to observe another Shabbat, Father. We thank you for giving us a right mind to worship and to serve you, Father. Hallelujah. We just want to praise you, Father, and give you all the glory and the honor and the praise on this, your day, that you said, if we keep it and honor you and turn not to our own ways and seek not our own pleasure, hallelujah, that then you would raise us up. So, Father, we glorify you and we give you honor on your day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to turn this over to my brother, Brother Isaiah. Shabbat shalom, my brother.
Hey, shalom, shalom. Hey, Shabbat shalom. Happy Sabbath, big bro. How you doing?
Amen. Happy Sabbath. I'm going to turn it over to you, Sabbath. And you let Yah lead you as he does.
Amen, amen, amen. Hey, grace and peace, family. Grace and peace. Thank you for tuning in to the Bible Blog Talk Show, to Yah's Global Kingdom, and taking the time out of your Sabbath to tune in to the Bible Blog Talk Show, to the Spirit of Meekness and Charity. My name is Brother Isaiah. I'm teaching a lesson, and I will be my own armor bearer today and read for myself. You know, this is a precept I did, I think, a year ago. On a couple of things, you know, just by just reading and just putting things together, because, you know, according to the scriptures, the Lord said to study, show yourself approved, you know, and ask and ye shall find. You know, so we're dealing with a pretty interesting topic today. You know, if you can accept it, that's good. You know, if you see something different, then okay, you know. But the precept we're dealing with today is called Jesus and Him alone will be judged at the white throne judgment, right? Because according to the scriptures, you know, you have Paul said that, you know, the saints go judge the world, and you know that Jesus Christ himself told the disciples after Peter asked him a question, you know, Lord, we have given up all. What should we get in return? The Lord said, for giving up all and following me, you should be handed the throne, judged the 12 tribes of Israel. I get that, I understand it. That's 100% true. But the question that we fail to ask ourselves is when? When is this judgment going to be given to these saints or us that is found worthy? That's the first thing. And the second thing is that the Bible said that the Father gave all judgment to Jesus Christ. And when you look at anything about the white throne judgment, people being judged, you only hear, you only see it as being the Most High. You don't hear it saying that the saints is going to throw this person in the fire and cast this person off. You don't hear things like that. Because according to my studies and according to my understanding is that the Lord gave a particular time for the saints to judge according to the book of Revelation. But it's according to the white throne judgment. I truly believe that's all Jesus Christ himself. And that's when we're going to get a chance, opportunity to see pure perfection at his judgment on who get in and who don't. I have not read where he gave that to the saints, but the saints do have appointed times that they're going to rule the world. But the question is when are they going to rule this world? And when is this judgment, which means rule, will be given to them? Once we understand when they get it, then we understand the rest of the scriptures when it said the Most High go judge at the white throne judgment. We got to understand that these are two different time frames. The saints have a chance to flex their muscles on their righteousness and was able to get a crown and an everlasting life. And the same point in time is that at the white throne judgment, the second resurrection, we're going to see the Most High flex his muscles and show us how to get and show us who's getting in and who's not on pure, sheer perfection. So we're looking at two different time frames, because a lot of us be like, you know, at the white throne judgment, you know, we might throw a joke out there or something like that or whatever and be like, yeah, man, you know, we could be right there with God at the white throne judgment, you know, throwing people in and throwing people out and stuff like that. You know, well, you can get in, you can get out. I haven't read nothing like that. I've only read Jesus doing that. But I still understand, according to the scriptures, that the Lord said the saints go judge the world. Judgment will be given to them, and they shall receive a throne, an everlasting name and a crown. Yeah, but these are two different time frames. And according to the scriptures I have, let's see if we can find it. So I'm going to ask all the sisters to cover your head, face east towards Jerusalem. Brothers, please uncover your head, face east towards Jerusalem. Let me grab me a scripture reading, and then we're going to get started into the precept. Get started in the precept. All right, amen. All sisters, please cover your head, face east. All brothers, please uncover your head, face east, and let's pray in. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now I'm going to start us out in the Psalms reading, and we're going to get started into the precept. Get started into the precept. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. The reading was taking place in the book of Psalms 128, verses 1 through 6. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now it's time for us to get into this precept, brothers and sisters. It's time for us to get into this precept and see if we can get some understanding out of this thing right here. Jesus and him alone shall be judged at the white throne judgment. So in order for us to understand this, we got to understand, when is the saints going to judge? When is God going to give this rule to the saints? What time frame is they going to judge the world? What time frame are they going to get a throne? At what time frame shall they be on the God level? And this is the thing right here. We haven't asked ourselves that question. So in order to understand this precept, we got to break down a couple of things to understand what their position is and also understand what Jesus' position is. So what we're going to do is go into the book of Matthew, chapter 19. The book of Matthew, chapter 19. The book of Matthew, chapter 19. And what we're going to do is pick this up at verse 27. We're going to read verses 27 and 28. Excuse me. Verses 27 and verse 28. Matthew 19. Verses 27 through 28. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye shall also sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Right? So plain and simple. Forgive up all, you get your blessing. And that blessing is getting a throne, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Of course, I understand that. But when we see this, when we see how this is played out, we automatically think of that judgment at the white throne judgment as well. But the book is already telling us when they will get their judgment, when it's their time to shine. The book already told us at that appointed time when it's going to happen. Because the Father said, man, I gave this power and judgment to Jesus. You didn't hear him say I gave this power to Jesus and who he see fit for the saints. Talking about the white throne judgment. But if we sit back and understand the time frame of the white throne, if we look at the time frame that the Lord is talking about in the scripture, then we understand what he's talking about. So what we got to do is go into the book of, well, we're going to do something pretty nice. We're going to do something nice here. I don't know if everybody have an Apocrypha, but we're going to go into the Apocrypha, and I'm going to read the book of 2nd Ezra. The book of 2nd Ezra. It's because the Lord just said, I'm going to give you, you're going to get thrones judging 12 tribes of Israel. But what we're going to do is get a quick understanding of what these thrones is all about. So what I'm going to do is go into the book of 2nd Ezra. Second Ezra. And I'm going to do is pick it. What I'm going to do is pick it up at verse 8, and then I'm going to read verses 20 through 21. Let's get a little understanding on these thrones. And this is Second Ezra 8:20. O Lord, thou that dwellest in everlastingness, which beholdest from above things in the heaven and in the air, whose throne is inaccessible, meaning unnumerable. You know, it's, I got the definition. Give me a second. I'll read the definition in a second. Verse 21, whose throne is inaccessible, whose glory may not be comprehended, before whom the hosts of the angels stand with trembling. So whose throne is basically saying everlasting, whose glory may not be comprehended, before whom the host of angels stand with trembling. So this insistible, I cannot say this word to save my life. My gosh. Inestimable, in an adjective it means to calculate. And the synonyms is immeasurable, innumerable, limitless, unlimited, great, and never-ending. So whose throne is unmeasurable, innumerable, limitless, unlimited, great, and never-ending? This throne. And according to the throne, too, when the angels stand by, they say they stand with trembling. So ain't no telling what this thing looks like. But I don't know what it looks like either, but by just seeing how they react to it, it must be a scary sight to them. But these thrones that we're reading, and we look in the book of Matthew chapter 19, it said that he's going to give these disciples thrones judging 12 tribes of Israel. Just to give you an understanding on what this thing is about and how the angels feel about that throne when the Most High is on it. They said that they stand with trembling, they fear. So the rest of that is for another time. So now let us go into the book of Luke chapter 22, the book of Luke chapter 22. The book of Luke, chapter 22. The book of Luke, chapter 22. The book of Luke, chapter 22. And what we're going to do is pick this up at verse 28. And we're going to be verses 28 through 30. Ye are that which have continued with me in my temptation, and I appointed unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed me unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So we all know that we have a special gift coming if we hold on and do the best we can to serve the true and living God. He said, thrones shall be given unto you. Thrones should be given unto you, an everlasting crown and an everlasting name. But at the same point in time is that we gotta get closer to what the precept is about. But I just gotta break a couple of things down. Because right now we're just talking about the saints and how the saints is gonna judge the world. You know, and how the judgment was given unto them. You know, and how the Most High got this thing so set up for his children that obey him and keep his law, statutes, and judgments. And let's find out another thing about this precept on the saints, because we know judgment is given unto them, but Paul is going to tell us in plain sight. Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. First Corinthians chapter 6, and what we're going to do is read verses 1 through 3. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 3. Verse 1. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to the law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Right? So we understand that even the saints go judge the world and the angels. But the question that's asking, at what time? And after we break down at what time, then we can go back to this same scripture and understand afterwards when everything is said and done about the saints judging angels. But we got to finish breaking this thing down. So we understand that, because a lot of us talk in the light of, you know, when the Most High is doing his judgment, at the white throne judgment, we believe that we're going to be a part of that. I don't think so. But there is a point in time that we will, but not now. At that time, no. So let's find out this judgment. Let's find out what the Most High was talking about. So let's go right back into the book of Matthew chapter 19. Let's go right back into the book of Matthew, chapter 19, and we're going to read verse 28 again, and then we're going to get the answer. And then once we get the answer, then we can understand of the rest of the scriptures on Jesus Christ doing the judgment, the white throne judgment himself. So let us go into the book of Matthew, chapter 19. The book of Matthew, chapter 19. Book of Matthew, chapter 19, and what I'm going to do is pick it up at verse 28 again. The book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 28. And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye shall also sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Now let us go into the book of Revelation chapter 20. The book of Revelation chapter 20. And what we're going to do is pick this up at verse 11 and find out when is this going to take place. When is this going to take place? We're in the book of Revelation chapter 20. And what we're going to do is read verses 1 through 6. The book of Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. 20 and 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now remember the scriptures we've been reading this morning. The Lord said, man, for forsaking not, I'm going to give you a throne judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And then Paul told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, he said, don't you know the saints shall judge the world? And don't you know the saints go judge the angels? So we see this judgment given unto the prophets. But what we're not understanding is that it was a point in time he was going to give that to them. And we just read it in verse 4. It says, and I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. What time was his judgment given to the saints? When was these thrones given to the saints? When was this judging given to the saints? When was this judging and ruling the whole world given to the saints? At the appointed time of the first resurrection. The first resurrection for that 1,000 years is when the saints is going to be doing all this stuff we're talking about, where they're going to be put forth doing judgments, setting forth what's right and what's wrong, taking care of all the Lord's business, the ones that make it. So when Jesus Christ told his disciples that they should be having thrones and judging Israel and stuff like that, he was pinpointing all that in the first resurrection. I didn't hear anything about the white throne judgment. So all this stuff that we just read was the appointed time for the saints to take care of their business in the first resurrection. The ones that made it. The one who made the first resurrection cut. That is when their judgment is going to start. But I kept reading, you know, just to make sure. I kept reading. By the time we got the second resurrection, I didn't hear no more about the saints doing any type of judging. I didn't read it. I couldn't find it. Why? Let's go to the book of John, chapter 5 and 22. John 5 and 22. The book of John 5 and 22. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Now we understand that during the first resurrection, the saints go judge the world. But the Lord is doing all that stuff now, in the middle of this generation, at the end of it, after this part of it, white throne judgment. All that is, you know, he's doing all this stuff now. But at that particular time, during the thousand millennium, he's going to share that with the saints. He's going to give them judgments and thrones and stuff like that. And then by the time we get to the second resurrection, all I see is Jesus. When the prophets talk about him, it's all about Jesus. So now let us go into the book of Revelation again. So let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 20. And what we're going to do is pick this up in verse 11 this time, Revelation 20 and 11. Because we read verses 1 through 6, that's all saints with their thrones judging. Pick this up at verse 7. And we're going to read verses 7 through 15. Just pick this up at verse 7. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Right? And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no more place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. Hold up. If the saints was judging with God at this time, why didn't John put, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God and the saints? Why didn't he say gods, G-O-D-S? Why do it just say God? It's because at the white throne judgment, it's his time to shine. Because when the judgment was given to the saints, when the judgments and thrones was given to them, their time to shine was 1,000-year millennium. But after the 1,000-year millennium is over with and Satan the devil flung in the lake of fire, now it is time for the Most High to do his business. And how we're reading this thing right now, we see God. I don't see God, saints, or gods, G-O-D-S. I see God. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And the and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. What's that precept? Jesus and him alone shall judge at the white throne judgment. We read about the white throne judgment, and we pick this up at, and if you go right to verse 11 about the white throne judgment, all we see is God. No gods. No nothing. Just him. And when that book is open, another book was opened, that's him. Casting people into the lake of fire, if they're not worthy, that's him. If you're found worthy, everlasting life, that's him. All of this is going to, this is his business at the second resurrection. That's him taking care of all of that. Then read about the saints. Because a lot of us think that we're going to have that chance, opportunity to sit close to the Most High, telling people you made it, you did make it. No. But at the thousand year millennium, you will be able to flex your muscles and shine and be God and be having a throne and a crown. Yeah, you get all that. But the second resurrection, that's all me. That's all the Most High. That's all Jesus Christ at the second resurrection. And let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 7. The book of Matthew, chapter 7. And what we're going to do is pick this up at verse 21. We're going to be 21 through 23. The Most High is about to speak future in this conversation at the white throne judgment. 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that worketh iniquity. Just like we read in Revelation, God was doing the judgment. And he's showing us how it's going to be at the white throne judgment in the book of Matthew. You're going to have people come to me saying, Lord, we did all these wonderful works in your name, and I'm going to let them know, man, that you are a sinner, and you're not making it to my kingdom. We got a whole bunch of situations like this. You can go, matter of fact, we got time. Let's go ahead and go in the book of, let's go into one of my favorite spots. Let's go in the book of Matthew, chapter 25. The book of Matthew, chapter 25. It is because the only thing I'm trying to pinpoint is that the saints have their judgment where they're going to rule for the first resurrection. The second resurrection, all Jesus Christ. That's the only thing I'm trying to get about this precept. Matthew 25:14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them of the 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went indeed into the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. He said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received that 1 talent came and said, Lord, I know thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathered where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went in and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to exchanges, and then at my coming I should have received mine with my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant unto outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And the only reason why we read this parable is just to give you that viewpoint and understanding on the white throne judgment. What you've been doing with your time, what you've been doing with your talents, what you've been doing for the Most High. But you see it's a conversation with the Lord. You don't see it easing off to any other body when it comes to this parable. Just him. And why I showed you it this way is so we understand that during the white throne judgment, it's all Jesus. Because we do have some people that believe that we are actually going to be right on the side of them judging at the white throne judgment. I didn't even grab that definition. The word judge means rule. And it means other things too. But the most thing I like about it is that it has rule. R-U-L-E, rule. So let's go into the last place. I just wanted just to throw a little something out there, see if somebody wants to talk about it. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 24 through 27. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. So we just read in 27 for the last time, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. So that's just a little something I just want to bring on the table today, just in case if anybody ever thought about it or if it was on their mind. You know, on like the judgments and stuff. So according to the scriptures, you know, where I see saints judging and judging the world, is and the time frame is given to them is in the book of Revelations when it said judgment was given unto them and thrones was given unto them. And you see that they reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But after 1,000 years and you read the passages during the second resurrection at the white throne judgment, all I seen was Jesus Christ himself taking care of the business. So maybe, I don't know, during the white throne judgment, maybe we should be like the council or something, you know, sitting back watching Jesus do this thing. But according to my reading, the things I've seen, you know, the white throne judgment, I see him taking care of that business. There's no up for grabs, you know. So, hey. The name of the precept is called Jesus and Him Alone Shall Be Judged at the White Throne Judgment. I turn things over to Brother Miles, and I thank you guys for your time.
All right. Amen. Amen. Amen, brother. I got a question to ask you.
Amen.
I've never heard brothers teach that they think that they're going to be judging at the white throne judgment. But I don't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't doubt that, that somebody would come up with that. But, I mean, you made the case, and, I mean, it's really two scriptures that if they just read those two scriptures, I don't know how they could come to that understanding, if they're coming to that understanding, or maybe the brothers just, just got that desire to be powerful or something. I don't know. But when you read in Revelation that they're going to reign with him 1,000 years, and then at the end of 1,000 years, you got the great white throne judgment. So they had their day of reign in 1,000 years, as you said. But even Messiah from that position is going to put down his authority. So I don't recall you reading from the book of 1 Corinthians. Did you read from there?
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 6, verses 1 through 3.
Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
You said verse 15?
Yeah. And let's add to what you did.
Amen. I'm going over right now.
And let's start at verse 24.
All right, 1 Corinthians 15 to 24, right?
Yeah, we're going to start reading there. Because you can just add this to your precept to just strengthen the argument.
Mm-hmm.
Then cometh the end when he shall deliver up the kingdom of Elohim, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and authority and power. For he must reign till he reigns for Christ from the position of Messiah reigns for a certain time. For he must reign till how long? Till he put all enemies up under his feet. Now it tells you what the last enemy is. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is what? Death.
Death.
For he has put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put up under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put things under him. So he's saying, hey, the Father is not up under the Son. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that Elohim may be all in all. So the bottom line is, Christ has a certain time to reign as Christ, as Messiah. Then he turns everything back over to the Father. Okay, but he says the last enemy that he destroys is death, but the brothers that you're talking to, they can't reign. Christ is sharing his reign with them, right? So they shall rule with him 1,000 years. So if Christ has to give up his rule, how can they still have rule after Christ has given his up? So that 1,000 years, if Messiah gives up his rule, then they also have to give up their rule. But their rule is given up before this time right here. Their rule is given up, as you said, at the end of 1,000 years. One day, you get to rule with him. So at the great white throne judgment, it says that's at the end of 1,000 years. That means that their reign is over. Their time to reign with him is over. So I would say you could add this to that to strengthen the argument. But, yeah, I've never heard a brother or anybody say, hey, we're going to be throwing people in the lake. The book don't say that, as you said. It don't say that. It's crazy.
Yeah, you got something to think that. Yeah.
You know, so it don't say that. But, yeah, great precept. And love you, my brother. Let's see.
Later.
763-438. You're live.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hey, shalom, Sister Mary.
Hey, I just want to say shalom to you guys, and I appreciate the Father putting you guys on the same accord, because these are warning lessons for us, and I appreciate them. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Miles.
Amen.
And thank you, Brother Isaiah.
Amen.
I love you all.
Amen. Amen. To Yah be the glory.
Amen.
Yeah, so great precept, my brother. Anybody else have anything they want to add to this? Just press the number one and open up your phone. If not, Brother Isaiah, do you have any closing words on this particular precept?
No, that's it. It's kind of self-explanatory. So I ain't going to be jaw-jacking. I'm done.
All right, amen. All right, amen. So on this evening, we are going back into the book of Zechariah, and we'll be starting in chapter 5, and we want to look at Babylon and the start of this false religion in Zechariah and what the Most High says would be happening. And I can't find the particular time or how long it's going to be, but it's interesting. We'll get what we can, and as I said, we may have to keep going back to this because the Most High put it on my heart that there's more there than what's traditionally taught. And then on tomorrow evening, we don't usually do anything on Sunday, but we missed our weekly business meeting, so we're going to do that on Sunday night for all those who can attend. You know, I pray that you attend, but we're going to do the business meeting on Sunday night. So this evening, we will be back in the book of Zechariah, starting in chapter 5, and we want to look at the false religion that gets started and the one that the Most High himself puts into the world. And then tomorrow night, we want to look at, we want to have our weekly business meeting going over the bylaws. With that being said, Brother Isaiah, if you will pray us out, we will meet again at the appointed time.
Amen, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, Heavenly Father, I ask that you strengthen us, Father, and you be with us every day, Father, and to allow us to get the rest that you appointed us on the Sabbath day, Father. Ask you, Father, even after the Sabbath day, that you strengthen us, Father, and to keep us in our mind, Heavenly Father, that you strengthen us. And even on our week going, Father, because we all need you, from the strongest to the weakest to the – we all need you, Heavenly Father. So ask that you strengthen us and you be with us and to allow us to see another day, Father. Strengthen us and to keep your word in us, Father. In Jesus Christ's name I pray.
Amen. Amen and amen. All right, my brothers and sisters. Yah loves you, I love you, and we pray that we see you on this evening at the appointed time. Happy Sabbath and Shalom.
Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my head up. up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I feel with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't have?